You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, GH fans, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I really want to talk about what is going to happen next in Carly Spencer's life, and specifically, who is going to be her next love interest now that she and Drew Kane split up. Okay, more specifically, since Drew dumped her preemptively because he suspected that she was going to be showing blatant favoritism to his twin brother, Jason Morgan. So I think there are three men who could be a good match for her, but none of them is her ex-husband Sonny Corinthos. Before we dig into what guy will be the next to warm Carly's heart and her sheets, please click subscribe if you have not already. So the first man I want to talk about is, of course, Jason Morgan, because not long before his death, they were finally exploring a mature romantic romance after being hands-off for decades way back in the day. You know, Carly and Jason were involved very briefly, but then she tangled with his brother AJ Quartermain, and then she jumped into that long-running off-and-on romance with Sonny Corinthos. And Jason and Carly have been best friends for years, but it wasn't until Sonny supposedly died but was really off in Nixon Falls that they explored something between them. What began as a mob marriage of convenience turned into something legitimately romantic between them. They got married and planned to consummate that marriage, but just before they did the deed, Sonny came back from the dead. And then, with Laura Wright featured side by side with Steve Burton and Kelly Monaco in the Jason comeback promo video, naturally, many fans wondered if Jason and Carly would get together and pick up kind of where they left off. And that was heightened when Jason ran to Carly the night he was shot. But in an interesting twist, actress Laura Wright said that she didn't think Jason and Carly would get into a serious romance as long as Sonny Corinthos remained in Port Charles with them. She just said it just wouldn't work. And with Sonny, of course, going nowhere, that could mean a Carly-Jason romance won't happen. But then again, actors do not write the scripts. They do not decide where storylines go in general. So there's always a chance for a Carly Jason thing to still happen. And of course, it would be really awkward for her to bounce directly from one twin to the other. And with Sonny hating Jason so much, if she started dating him, it could get really messy. We also have to wonder if there's any chance that she could ever get back with Drew. I tend to think this won't happen just because Drew has so many jealousy issues surrounding his twin brother. And the very fact that Drew dumped her the moment Jason was revealed alive indicates to me this pairing is dead for now and probably dead for good. But maybe another man will catch Carly's eye, specifically sexy FBI agent John Cates. We have seen Carly and Jagger in several scenes together ever since he debuted. And I do have to say, I like their vibe. They also make a very attractive couple. They're both tall, blonde, blue-eyed. I think they look very nice together. And I especially wonder about this after their interaction on the recent episode where Carly rode to his rescue. However, things could be really problematic if FBI agent Cates started dating Carly, because she would not give him the time of day if she knew he was blackmailing Jason into being an informant for the FBI to keep her out of prison. Of course, she knows something is going on, but she doesn't know that she is the leverage and that Jagger is sitting on RICO criminal charges against her. Then again, you know, Jason doesn't seem too inclined to tell Carly that she's the one he's protecting. He seems content to let her think he's protecting himself and being selfish, and he's not. That's very far from the truth. So I definitely could see Jagger being interested in Carly also as a way to simultaneously aggravate both Sonny and Jason if she agreed to date him. And it would definitely be a huge departure for Carly to date someone who's, you know, not a Bob boss, not a mob enforcer, not a brainwashed secret assassin working for the Castadine family like Drew was. I do think if Carly agreed to go out with John Cates, Jason might cave in and tell her that Jagger is using her to keep him working undercover for the FBI. But it's hard to see how his undercover gig can continue since Valentin Castadine is running Pikeman and he knows Jason crept in under a fake name while Jack Brennan was in charge of the mercenaries. So We'll see. But speaking of Jack Brennan, he is the last one that I want to talk about as a possible future romantic interest for Carly Spencer. Laura Wright specifically mentioned that she really liked working with Charles Mejure, who plays Jack Brennan. And Charles, of course, has that delightful accent. He is very hunky. I really like him. I like his look. I like his vibe. You may remember when Brennan first came to Port Charles, he made a beeline for what was called Kelly's Diner back then. Now, of course, Bobby's Diner. And he specifically, you know, started a conversation with Carly and engaged with her because he knew she was Sonny's ex-wife. But once Carly found out who Brennan was, she did not give him the time of day. But until then, you know, she thought he was kind of cute and they had some banter going on. The same sort of thing happened with Jagger and a little bit of light flirting until she found out who Jagger was. And then she was angry and told him to kick rocks and find another place to eat, which is pretty funny. Of course, it would be a little hard for her to date Jack Brennan at the moment because he's incarcerated in Pentonville Prison, but that's not necessarily a deal breaker for Carly since she dated Drew while he was behind bars and stuck with Sonny when he was imprisoned on more than one occasion. So prison isn't necessarily a deal breaker for Carly Spencer. So I could definitely see Carly getting involved with Jagger because she doesn't always make the healthiest romantic choices. You know, case in point, her stepfather Tony Jones and former serial killer Franco Baldwin, who are two of her past sketchy partners. And Brennan also would be the kind of bad guy who might get her motor running if he ever talked his way out of Pentonville. So while Brennan and Jagger both seem bad choices, Carly doesn't always make good choices. But I also really, really wonder, despite Laura Wright's insistence that they won't happen as a couple, that Carly and Jason might explore something together. I know a lot of fans really want to see Carly back with Sonny after his breakup with Nina Reeves. And when it comes to those two, you know, you should never bet against a reunion for them because they've been off and on for so many years, but I don't see it happening soon. We'll see how it goes. Please drop your comments on how you would like to see Carly with. Would you like to see her back with Sonny, trying again with Jason, or exploring something new with lawman John Cates or very, very bad man Jack Brennan? Let me know what you think and be sure to subscribe if you have not, and definitely come back soon because we're here talking General Hospital 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.